In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's Gospel, our Holy Mother, the Church, presents us with this episode where our Lord healed these 10 lepers. Among these lepers, there happened to be a Samaritan. And generally, the Jews did not associate with Samaritans. They were looked down upon, they were despised, but because these 10 were lepers and they were cast out from society, they found companionship with the Samaritan, or this Samaritan found companionship with them. In their misery, they overcame all their social distinctions. They were able to set all that aside for just a moment so that they could work together and at least have the companionship of one another in their terrible distress and disease. Now these 10 came to our Lord, and he sends them to go to show themselves to the priest. And on the way, they are all made clean, but only one returns to give thanks. And this was the Samaritan, the one that is looked down upon, the one that is despised. He is the one who is inspired with gratitude, with thanksgiving. And our Lord is basically pointing out to us what a terrible sin this ingratitude is, how repulsive it is to him, and how necessary it is for us to show our thanks, our appreciation. And what I find most amazing is that in our human relations with one another, in educating our children, we cannot impress upon them enough the necessity of showing gratitude, of thanking their benefactors. If they receive the slightest little gift, our children are taught to say, thank you, to show their appreciation. But when it comes to the spiritual life, when it comes to God, we act as if God is our debtor, as if somehow we're doing him a favor when he gives us the answer to our prayer, when he sends his blessing to us, that somehow it is we who are doing the favor to God and he should show his gratitude to us. We treat God worse than we would treat a servant or even a slave. We only come to him when we want something and we expect him to give it to us. And therefore, because he owes it to us, there's no need for us to say thank you. He's only doing that which he ought to do, and that is cater to my every need. And we would shudder at the very mention of such an idea. But this is what our actions say. This is what our lives portray. We are self-centered, ingrate little children. And it's time, as St. Paul would say, it's time for us to grow up. Put off the ways of that old man and put on the new. Become this new creature in Christ. And what a shame it is for so many who haven't nearly the blessings and the graces that we have received to show more gratitude than we have. Those 9 Jewish lepers were among the race of people who have received countless blessings from God. They were the chosen ones that were carry forth the law of God, the law that Moses had received directly from the hand of God. It was given to these people. They had received tremendous graces, and yet they proved to be the most ungrateful. The Samaritan, who had received very little in the way of graces from God, was an outsider, a foreigner. He is the one that shows gratitude. More gratitude than those who had received more. Everything has been inverted. Those who have received much owed even more gratitude, but they gave forth the least gratitude. And tragically, I think not much has really changed over 2,000 years. How many Catholics show that minimal amount of gratitude that this Samaritan showed to Christ? Christ healed the bodies of these lepers. But the Samaritan, he gave something even greater. He healed his soul. And we too have been given that opportunity, that grace, to have our souls healed. Not only to have them healed, but to have them even brought back to life. If we have the terrible misfortune of falling into mortal sin and destroying the life of Christ within our souls, we are dead. Christ will restore that supernatural life to us in the sacrament of penance. A simple, humble acknowledgement and true sorrow, repentance for our sins. And the priest is commissioned by God to absolve in his name and to restore life to the soul. A much greater miracle than restoring health to one that is sick. It's a much greater miracle than restoring the physical life of one who is physically dead. And how many countless times have Catholics received this grace and then gone out to play, never taking the time to say thank you, to show their appreciation for the wonderful gifts that God has showered upon them. And with such ingratitude, can we really be shocked when we don't receive many graces? When God seems to withhold his blessings from us? Why should we be shocked? Why should we ask, where is God? If someone showed you such ingratitude after you had given and blessed them and helped them in so many ways and they were yet ingratitude, never bothered to say thank you, would you not begin to withdraw your help? Withdraw your gifts? Thinking that perhaps now they'll wake up and appreciate what they had before? But when God does this to us, we become offended. How dare he? What did I do to deserve this? We have become so self-absorbed that we have truly forgotten our place. We have forgotten that we must become humble. That we must become like Christ. And I believe our Lord is telling us in today's gospel that it is time for us to learn this lesson of gratitude. That we are to look to this Samaritan and learn a lesson. Look to those who appreciate what God has given them. To those who have been given little, they show such appreciation, such gratitude. But to us who have been given so much, it is like torture to get a thank you from our lips, when it should be the most natural thing to come forth from us. The praises of God should slip freely from our lips. The psalms that King David wrote in praising God and thanking him should flow as freely from our hearts as they did from His. But yet, where are those souls singing the praises of God? Where are those who even have read the Psalms that King David wrote and have attempted to make those sentiments, those thoughts their own? There are very few. And yet we have received so much. We see God as either our servant, our mean and stingy God who will not shower His graces upon us, who will not give to us. And it's time that we open our eyes. All that we have, all that we are, has been given to us by God. And objectively speaking, there is really no bad things that happen to us in our lives. For that which we consider bad is actually a grace of God to wake us up and to draw us closer to Him. So often we receive a cross, a burden, a sickness, and we're ready to complain against God. We're ready to complain that He has forgotten us, that He has abandoned us. When it is quite the contrary, He has sent this hardship, this burden, this evil upon us for our own good, for our eternal salvation. And yet we resist Him. We go to the physician. He diagnoses our malady, gives us a remedy, but we take the remedy and go home and we never use it. And then have the audacity to complain against the physician. He doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't cure me. They say, but you didn't take his medicine. Well, I don't like his medicine. It's bitter. It doesn't taste good. He can't be a very good doctor because he didn't give me what I want. And this is the way we act with God. When He sends us a cross, when He sends us a burden, it is a measured cross, a measured burden. It has been designed specifically for us. And it has been designed for us to cure us, to heal us. And this is why our Lord tells us, if you want to be my disciple, take up your cross daily and come follow me. Take your medicine daily. Whatever this life has to hand out to you, accept it gratefully from the hand of God. And just as you should be thankful to the doctor for the medicine he has prescribed that will heal you, and you show your gratitude by paying his bill, and you take that medicine faithfully, you expect to be healed. The same is true with our spiritual life. When God has sent us a cross or a burden, we should thank Him. We should show our appreciation. And we should take that cross and carry it bravely. Even if we should fall under the yoke, we should get up again and begin again as Christ has done, as He has shown us. Even if we can't understand why, even if we don't know what ails us, God does. And He has not sent this cross or allowed this cross to come upon us for nothing. And he isn't some kind of sadist who's sitting back and laughing at us, enjoying seeing us suffer. He sends these crosses, or allows these crosses, because he loves us. And he knows that these crosses are necessary for our soul. It is necessary that we have our pride wounded, that we be humbled, that we learn to become like little children, completely dependent upon him. And in all these things, the most important thing for our soul is that we remain grateful. Because there is really nothing more disgusting than ingratitude. There is nothing really more repulsive than ingratitude. You know it yourself. You've experienced it yourself. Let us make sure that we do not act this way with God. But in all seasons and all times, as St. Paul would tell us, let us always give thanks to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.